covered thanks to your older brother. It's not the moonlight that sets me off. It's not the money that makes me scarf. It's my impeccable disorder where I keep on falling for her. It's not the way my mother talks. It's not the people that she mocks. It's the nature of the experiment. It's the patterns of my temperament. It's the nature of the experiment. It's taking me in increments. The rain comes through my jacket. It's not the stones inside my shoes. It's not the risk of what to lose. It's an ancient Russian proverb. I doubt it's one that you've heard. It's not the cracks beneath the floor. It's not the fact that it's a chore. Oh no, it's not. Oh, it's the nature of the experiment. It's the patterns of my temperament. It's the nature, the experiment that's taking me in increments.
Now downloading The Deep Dive.
Time's always invasion. Leave for Hi-Fi Dream, The Deep Dive. That is The Damned. The song is called Alone Again, or with nothing else. 1985, that came out. Before that was Tokyo Police Club, Nature of the Experiment from 2006. Those are 21 years apart, those songs. Always interesting to kind of see how the space between songs and like sonically how much different they are. But The Damned there was a cover of a song by Love, which is one of the greatest albums of all time. Forever Changes by Love. If you want to go back and talk about the classics, Pet Sounds, Revolver by the Beatles, like these albums, Love for Forever Changes is one of those albums.
Well, and color me educated on that one, because I did not know it was a cover.
Yeah, and it's such a good cover by a band that was a punk band that kind of graduated into a little more mature sound. What did you think of this?
I'm definitely familiar with the song. I think I've heard it on Live 105, but I never knew it was The Damned. And I always associated that name with a band that I probably didn't want to listen to because I thought it was a punk band. And so kind of an ignorant all around about this band. And so I heard the song, but I don't think I would have known it was The Damned, if that makes any sense.
Makes sense. I'm glad you were familiar with this song, because I think it makes it easier to understand, because it's like just having to explain that it's, you know, like it sounds like the original, very true to form, but like you were at least familiar with the song as
beautiful
it was.
Song. Very yeah. Beautiful song as it is. But now knowing that it was a cover, now I listened to the original last night, and I can see what you mean. It's very pretty close, but then they really changed it into made their own with the beat and the slight, I think, rock addition to it.
Yeah, very. And I play a remix, but it's very close to the original. It's a little longer, a little bit heavier of a beat, and they sample a part. But the remix version I play on Hi-Fi Dream, it comes up once every couple weeks, and I'm always like, oh, you know, it does sound good. It makes sense, even though it might on first listen sound like a little bit more rocky than the rest of the station. It does fit.
So it's a remix of The Damned.
Yeah, a remix of this version we just heard.
Got it.
Except they add a little more thump to the beat and they extend it a little bit and whatnot.
That sounds good.
The 12-inch remix version. But anyway, we have two more songs left. And since we've leaned heavily towards the indie rock guitar stuff today, it makes sense that we'd kind of bring it back to the core with some electronic vibes to end it. So let's go. What do you got here?
So I got Fred again, .. And he's collaborated with John Martin. So Fred again is a DJ / producer, electronic dance guy. It's a fairly recent release, 2024, called Little Mystery. And I think it's a great little dance song that is dying to bust out, but it never does. And so that's the feeling I get with it when I hear this song. And so I don't necessarily like want to dance to it because I can't, but it is a dance song. So I think it's a weird category that this fits in. It gives me a feeling, but not so much a groove, if that makes sense.
It makes sense, because Fred again is an electronic producer, but he did like a mentorship thing with Brian Eno, who's like his uncle to him, basically.
Okay.
So he has a way of adding like ambience to his music that he's learned from the greatest ambient producer of all time, Brian Eno. So to me, it does make sense, because there's moments of electronic music with Fred again that it's almost like too highbrow or too smart to be a dance song, but it's still included on this like conceptual dance record. This was on an EP of two songs, I believe, that came after he released his last album with a bunch of guest stars on the album. And then he put out one more EP of two songs. And I didn't really listen to this song much when it came out until I saw it on your list. So this was only like my second time hearing it. Very good. Very good song. I do like Fred again, and there's a lot of his music on Hi-Fi Dream.
Curious if this
makes it onto the playlist now.
I've definitely seen Fred again come up on Hi-Fi Dream as I listen now and then. And so I really want to find something that I could pick, you know, and he's done so many collaborations. I think that's his thing, right?
He does a lot.
And then I've also caught some sets of him just DJing, and, you know, that's fun too. So
he's a rich kid too. He kind of comes from money and like a little bit of like one of those kind of guys who seemed like he stepped in it a little bit, you know. But on the flip side, he's talented. And when I found out his relation and working with Brian Eno, it made me obviously pay a closer attention, thinking like, all right, if this guy was like, was under the tutelage of what I think is the greatest producer of all time, then there's probably something to it. And yeah, apparently Brian Eno heard something in him, and I could see why, because these songs are good. And again, there's a lot more. It's very smart. It's a smart song, this one, Little Mystery. Yeah. It's not a surface listen. You could really listen. There's a lot of things happening in here with John Martin sounding great, by the way.
Yeah.
So, and then I follow it with Mickey Bereny Trio, which is like the girl from Lush. And would you have picked that up by chance?
No, if you hadn't mentioned that, I would be like, this sounds familiar, but I would definitely not have said, oh, that's the vocalist from Lush.
Yeah. And I didn't, it's not like she's been making tons of music under this name. Because I love Lush, as you know. I played them on the show. We've talked about them. Core shoegaze group, for those of you new gaze people that are kind of getting into this stuff now. Check out Lush. But this is sort of like combining Lush shoegaze melodic sensibility with electronic music. It's different. Yes. Almost unsure of what to think of it, or like, because there's only a couple songs by her available right now. So
I think it's a nice little treat, actually, to have a classic shoegaze, I guess, band artist featured in this mix of dance, like an electronic dance beat with a familiar voice and these guitar layers of the shoegazy guitar layers. Yeah. It's like, I think of it as, it's like the analog roughness of the guitars with the smooth digital electronic beats like stuck together. So it's a cool like picture, a snapshot of, I think, things that you like, things that you hear on Hi-Fi Dream, and a great way to round out this show.
That's a really such a great way of describing a sound. It's almost like two components at play, analog and digital.
Right.
And really, it almost sounds like she recorded one part, these parts analog, these parts digital, and put them together into the same song. It's very interesting you point that out. Because I can't put my finger on what makes it not sound like other electronic music, or right, what makes it not being like a guitar-driven shoegaze song or distortion right song. All of the elements are there, but I can't figure it out. It's called Eighth Deadly Sin. It's new. This just came out. I put it right into the new music category on Hi-Fi because I think it's such a worthy listen. So great show tonight, dude. We're going to have two more songs that people will hear right now. Fred Again and then the Mickey Bereny Trio. And we did great today, man. I'm looking forward to seeing your list for next week.
Yeah, and this is like our 66th show, so
easy for you to say. I don't believe we've done 66 shows already. But yeah, great job. We will see everybody back here again next week for another edition. But let me just say the songs again in case you forgot after our rambling. Fred Again, Little Mystery, and then Mickey Bereny Trio, Eighth Deadly Sin, Hi-Fi Dream, Deep Dive.
Just that sweet spirit, big heart. Just that sweet spirit, big heart. That sweet spirit, big heart. Just that sweet mystery makes me try. Friends all tell me that it looks so sad. They don't need to ask me why. Another reason that I feel so bad. Since the night you said goodbye, it's not the letter that you just don't write. It's not the arms of some new friend. It's not the crying in the dead of night that keeps me hanging on, waiting for a hint. Just that sweet little mystery. The radio, I don't need to turn it on. Another friend comes by and tries to say hello. Another weekend's almost gone. It's not the letters that you just don't write. It's not the
I'm just a new friend. It's not the crying in the dead of the night that keeps me hanging on, just be waiting for it. It's that sweet mystery that's in your heart. It's just that sweet mystery that's in your heart. But that sweet mystery that's in your heart. It's just that sweet mystery makes me try. That sweet mystery that's in your heart. It's just that sweet mystery makes me cry.
This is The Deep Dive with Greg and Willis.
Action now.